Hello.
Oh, hi, David. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine. How are
good.
You?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy Monday, right?
You bet. It's a great Monday.
I love that response. I always say on Mondays we have to be a little bit extra positive. So. Yeah. So I understand that you talked with us in the past and now you were thinking that maybe you were going to give the program a try?
Yes.
Okay. So let me just verify the information that we had before and we'll see what we can do for you here. So the company name is still the Patchman, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says in the notes here that we were putting you into the established business rate. So everything, I can still honor that for you. So it'll be a flat rate month to month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And then I'm trying to refresh my memory because I see the notes from before. You didn't have a website back then. You still don't have one, right?
I guess not, no.
No, okay. I can include one for you at no cost. When my technician calls you, because I'll have to create a client interview, if you have a logo or pictures or examples of services or anything that you'd like to put up on the site, let them know and they will incorporate it for you. If you don't, that's okay too. We can use stock photos that have worked very successfully in your industry because our main objective is going to be to get you up and running, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing I'll do is send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
I guess Dave the Patchman. That's my email.
That.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Dave the Patchman. And is it a Gmail or Yahoo or Outlook or?
Gmail.
Gmail. Okay. Good. That's the way we like it. And then what's your last name?
Chapman. Chapman.
Oh, wow. So your business name is a play on the what you do and your last name. That's awesome. I love it. I admire creative people. I don't think I have a creative bone in my body. So
I didn't realize I was being creative.
Really? I thought it was. It really is. So now, is this the phone number you would like displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay.
209-7127.
And 405 area code, correct?
Yes.
And then is there a secondary line for internal purposes or would everything go through the main number?
Just that number.
Okay. And then for the listing, do you want it to show just as the Patchman or should I put in Inc. or LLC? What's your thoughts there?
The Patchman, drywall repair. It's drywall patching.
Okay, that's smart. Put your service in there.
Might need to make a note of
it. Yep, I like that. So the Patchman drywall repair, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I need to have Google send you a PIN verification code in the mail. What's the best address to use for that?
4101 Rising Drive. R-I-S-I-N-G, Drive, Cashin, C-A-S-H-I-O-N, Oklahoma, 73016.
So 4101 Rising Drive, Cashin, Oklahoma, 73016, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that PIN code will be there within 5 to 10 business days, and it's a very important part of the process. So just make sure that when you get that you get it back to us, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mail and it then, back?
No, you'll call us. I'm going to send you a link with the direct line. And then also I'm going to send you a couple of emails and a couple of texts. So if that happens to come in a day where you're out in the field and you don't have time to call us, you can reply to one of our text messages also. As long as you get that 5-digit code to us, then we can submit it over to Google, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I have a debit card.
Okay. And is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
My name.
Okay. And then still the Rising Drive for the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, it's the same address.
Okay, good. That makes it easy. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It is 5218.
Mm-hmm.
6440.
Okay.
4147.
Mm-hmm.
8506.
8506. Got it. Okay. Expiration?
07/25.
Okay. And then the little code on the back?
490.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, David, is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I will create an appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow, and they'll go over your keywords and your service area and creating your site and getting you placed. Now, this voice verification, some of it will be a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Drywall repair, or I guess Dave the Patchman, name of my business.
Perfect. Okay. And then please state your name and title with the company.
David Chapman, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
Okay. All that means is if you do anything else for your business online down the road, which you shouldn't have to because this is a complete package. It includes the search engines, the directories, the website, the whole nine yards, right? But if you do anything else down the road, just let us know so that we make sure it doesn't conflict with anything we're doing for you, okay?
Okay.
Yep.
I won't.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't. Yeah, I don't do much like that on the phone.
Yeah, I always like to tell people too, David, that it's always better to just work with one company anyway. I've talked to business owners over the years that think, oh, if I work with three companies for my Google placement, I'm going to get triple the results. Actually, it starts conflicting and it throws up red flags with Google and it hurts them. So it's always better, you know, it's your business. Feel free if you want to do something else, you can. Just let us know because we'll advise you if it's going to end up hurting you down the road, okay? Which it doesn't sound like you're going to do anything else anyway, right?
No, I'm not ambitious anymore. I'm 64. I don't want to work that hard anymore.
I like your style. I always tell people, if you talk to somebody that's been in business for a long time, 30-some years, they're in their 60s, and they want to be on the golf course 4 days a week and work 3 days, then so be it. You've earned that right, correct?
Correct. Right. And it feels real good, too.
Right. Right? You don't have to be ambitious like you used to when you were starting the business because you're established now. So that's great. I am all for that. I talk to too many business owners that tell me I'm working 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it always makes me kind of sad because I tell them you have to take some time to enjoy it too, you know?
When I was younger, I still worked that much, and I still took time to go and do my recreating.
I love it.
That's how active I used to be.
Yeah, you never slowed down, it sounded like.
I'm slowed down now, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just so much slowed down. Yeah, I don't want to work that hard. I'm good where I'm at.
I agree.
Just give me a few passes a week. That's all I need.
That's all you need, and then you're fine. So now the last paragraph here, it says that your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 18th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I got an error message on the card, David. It was saying insufficient funds. Is there another card that you wanted to use, or do you need to transfer into this account?
Maybe I do. It shouldn't be insufficient. It's it shouldn't be like that. So let me see what the deal is. I might have to put money in there.
Yeah,
but
sometimes banks
I'm
have
surprised.
A bunch of yeah. I've seen it happen before. It's sometimes, like I say, the banks have a mind of their own. I've had people where they make deposits and they have plenty of money in there, and then the bank's holding it for a couple of days for some reason or another, you know, so.
Yeah, maybe that. And I have a wife. Maybe she didn't tell me something.
I like your wife. She's smart.
She usually tells me. But,
oh, I
yeah, bet. I'm just surprised. I really thought I had that in there. So I'll get that taken care of.
Okay. So do you want me to try it again in a couple of hours, or do you think you need a couple of days, or what's your thoughts?
A couple of days.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you like, and I don't know if this would work for you or not, but I could do a split payment where we go in and we try to just do the account fees now of $299, and then we can process the setup fee in a couple of days. Do you think it would go through for the lesser amount, or are you just not sure since your wife's been out shopping?
I'm surprised that it didn't go through. I just don't know why it didn't. So you can try it, yeah, if you want.
Yeah, let's give it a whirl and see what happens. So, because the sooner that we get it to go through, even if we do a split payment, the sooner we can create the client interview, which gets the whole ball rolling, so to speak. But, yeah, I still got the same error message. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you my direct line on a text. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So when you call in, you can just plug in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk, okay? So that way, if you talk to the bank and your wife and you realize that we can process it tomorrow or what have you, you can call me. Now, if I don't hear from you, let's see, today's Monday, I'm allowed to do a post date as long as it's within 3 days. So I can try to process it again on Wednesday or Thursday, and then once it goes through, I'll call you to do the client interview.
Okay.
Do you have anything special that you'd like to put up on the site, or are you not sure? Would you prefer the stock photos?
Just stock. Or, yeah, I don't have anything particular.
Okay. So we'll definitely do that. I will use stock photos to get you up and running. And then hopefully everything's good. But we will do, let me see, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So we'll process this again on Thursday the 21st if I don't hear from you sooner, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll let you know sooner.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, and if like I say, you find out that you want to split it up on two different cards or something like that, we can accommodate you too. Just let me know whatever works easier for you.
Okay.
All right, so we have a good game plan. So I enjoyed talking to you. Welcome aboard, David. We'll be talking more within the next couple of days. And in the meantime, have a really profitable year too. I know you're absolutely going to love this program.
I hope so. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're going to love it. So I'll be talking to you soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome, David. Okay, bye-bye.